My guest at this time is Colorado Republican Congressman Cory Gardner. He's a freshman from the Centennial State's 4th Congressional District, and he's a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. That's important because Republicans on the Energy and Commerce Committee have done a lot of investigating into different aspects of how the Obama health care plan got put together. And one of the most revealing discoveries so far is the negotiations between the Obama administration and the drug industry, and a deal that was struck for the Obama administration to stop pushing for the importation of cheaper drugs from other countries and so forth, while the drug industry apparently decided as a result of that they'd push hard for passage of the bill. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
What exactly was the tenor of the conversations between the administration and the drug industry?
Well, you know, I think this is a part of an overall discussion of the direction the healthcare talks took. Remember, this is an administration, as they were proposing the healthcare bill, saying that they would be transparent, they would be open, negotiations would be, in public, everybody would see what's going on. And then when it comes to an $80 billion deal with the drug companies, they end up going back into closed doors, behind closed doors. The White House and Senator Baucus and the Senate Finance Committee excluding everybody else out of the picture and actually putting a deal together behind these closed doors.
You said the word $80 billion. Explain what that means.
Well, it was basically an agreement that they came to help pay for the health care bill. So it's an agreement in reductions in spending to try to help fund this health care bill. But again, it's far beyond the deal, because what we've seen here in closed doors was White House strong-arm tactics to not only pursue and push for policies that they wanted in the bill, but basically to use some very strong-arm tactics against pharma, the drug companies, to try to get their support.
So certainly not transparent, obviously, as you suggested. Was there anything illegal, actually, though, as part of this?
Well, and that's where this investigation is taking us. What exactly took place? There were threats of policies that would be in the bill, knowing that the drug companies were opposing it, trying to encourage them to drop their opposition to the health care bill, to support the bill. In fact, we know that they ended up funding advertising for the health care bill based on policies that the White House was left out, the policies of the White House left out of the health care bill. And so what we've seen through these thousands of emails is a picture of the White House that was working behind closed doors out at very high levels of the administration without the scrutiny of the public, or without the scrutiny of transparency that they've so promised frequently, and instead cutting a deal based on threats and tactics.
Let's talk a little bit more specifically about the strong-arm tactics you mentioned there, Congressman, because based on the reports that I've seen, there was apparently, I don't know if you would call it a threat, but definitely an ultimatum, kind of, if the drug industry didn't go along here in terms of rebates on drugs, correct?
Well, that's right. One of the issues that the drug companies were very afraid of was this mandatory rebate on Medicare Part D drugs, and so they would be out significant sums of money. And knowing that the industry was opposed to this, the White House kept threatening to include this, to call pharma out, to include the provisions, rebate provisions in the bill, to talk about including that in the bill, and of course, using that strong-arm tactic to force sort of an agreement out of pharma to back the bill by the White House dropping that policy once they were able to get pharma to the table.
Let me get your opinions on another aspect here. And, of course, you've kind of characterized your thoughts on how the administration conducted itself here. What about the drug industry? And we're specifically talking here mostly about the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, otherwise known as PhRMA. They basically got what they wanted, so they agreed to back the bill. Is that unethical in your opinion, or is that good business?
Well, again, this is an industry that was very concerned about a bill that would take over one-sixth of the country's economy. They had some concerns on issues like drug importation and other policies, and so they were advocating for their organization and their association. And, you know, you had a White House that was complicit in their desire to get them on board. So you had pharma who was trying to work out for their companies, but you had a White House, while saying they were going to be above board and transparent, clearly using pharma's fear and desire to come up with something on behalf of their association to their advantage. And I believe it violated the public trust.
What else are you guys digging into here?
Well, there's a lot of emails that we've received, everything from, this book of, emails quoting, this wasn't part of the deal, to the president saying he was going to talk about policies that the drug companies would not like in the upcoming radio address unless there was something that was agreed to. And so a desperate flurry of activity trying to avoid any kind of policies that would hurt them and their member companies, all while the White House was using them to get them on board. And I also think it's important to point out some of the other activities that the White House is undertaking at the same time. We've uncovered an email that said, basically, this deal is going to be announced because the White House had a bad week politically. And that just kind of shows that the whole thing was a charade based on trying to cover them politically.
This probably comes as little surprise to you, Congressman, but the top Democrats on the committee, according to a story here in the Washington Times, have called your investigation one-sided, misleading, and full of significant errors. They say the $80 billion deal was eventually changed in the final version, and ultimately the negotiations resulted in over $3 billion in lower pharmaceutical costs for millions of seniors and so forth. How do you respond to their reaction to your report?
Well, it is very clear from the emails that we have received that the House wasn't even involved in this, that it was a deal cut between the White House and Senator Baucus, the Senate Finance Committee, and that it was not something negotiated in the public. And we know from these series of emails there was a desperate attempt by the White House to strong-arm people to get on board with their negotiations and to find an ally in the drug companies to help fund the bill itself after its passage.
Last question here, Congressman. Does the rest of your investigation hinge on what you hear from the court, or is this probe going to continue as long as you feel it's necessary to go?
Well, this probe will continue as long as, because we do need to know what happened. Again, this is a major piece of legislation, one of the most significant pieces of legislation that we've seen in modern times, and the fact that so much of it was done behind closed doors, despite those talks of transparency, the tactics that were used, the policies that were included in the bill, but as importantly, the policies that were left out of the bill as a result of tactical maneuvering by the White House, that needs to be fully vetted and brought out to the public's attention.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Colorado Republican Congressman Cory Gardner represents his state's 4th Congressional District, member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, which is investigating exactly how different aspects of the president's health care plan got put together. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.